glimmer, glimmer, lead.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns, Pledge Drive edition of the local programming live call-in show here. And woo, that's the happy dance because thank you listeners and everybody. Yeah, the goal for the pledge drive was met today, and we're happy to just carry it on right now.
Butter.
The butter in the house. It's Jer from Earth Friendly Supply. Good evening, Jer.
Good evening.
And, of course, my favorite expert worms, Lance and Lulu. Good evening, gardeners.
Good evening.
Hello, everybody.
So we're here to raise a little bit of money, and we're here to talk a little bit of gardening. And, Jer, what are the numbers?
What are the numbers
we want people to call?
Oh. Those numbers.
527.
Those numbers.
527-4868 or 866-KVNF now.
Yeah. And you can do that to make your pledge, and you can also ask our experts a question.
Yeah, if you have questions, we're ready.
We're going to do that.
We're ready.
We're doing it all tonight. And
we're
Jeff's
so ready.
Right here. We're in the big studio tonight.
We're in the big kid studio
the
tonight.
The Joe Cocker studio. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah.
Hey, I get we've to got sit a on a big chair.
Big chair. You're looking really tall there.
I know. It's great.
You know, we've had so many fabulous listeners. We just listed them all out from the beginning of the season, and we've had people from Redvale and Ridgeway, Horsefly Mesa, Motown Montrose, David from the Rocky Mountain Biolab up in Crested Butte, Norwood Gateway, just people all over the place. And, of course, right here in the North Fork Valley.
Rocking.
I love that.
Rockin'.
Yeah. I can't get over it. I mean, you know, I would probably be catatonic if I realized how many people were really listening.
No, don't go there. Don't go there. You'll freak yourself out.
Dun, 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 dun.
But one of our loyal listeners, Anthony from Paonia, has put out a challenge pledge. Lulu?
$50.
$50.
$50 from Anthony. So, anybody wants to meet that $50 pledge? Can I make a challenge pledge as well?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, because I haven't paid my money yet.
All right, so we're going to lay out some more challenge pledges.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep.
And what's that quote from Anthony? Because
This great quote. Okay, so it says here, we are all wormy, but I believe I am a glow worm. And you know who said that? Winston Churchill. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it?
Right? Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. We are all worms.
Jeff is cracking up. He can't stand himself. Okay. He's like in the studio with us instead of behind the wall where he's safe. So now he's part of the crew.
Part of the crew because it's Pledge Drive. 527-4868-1866. KVNF now. We've got a challenge pledge out there. We're going to tell you about our premiums in just a little bit. But what's going on? Are we covering things up in the garden? And Lance, how's your list looking?
It's still there, still going along. And what I'm covering up now is it's time to hill up the roses. And I put dirt on them. I take dirt right from the garden space there, and I put dirt around the crowns, the base of it, and you can put leaves on it, you can put hay on it, straw. And what I did is after I put the dirt, I actually have a lot of compost for it. So I put two buckets of compost on top of that, and so those gardens need to the roses will be ready for next year.
Okay. And is that a particular kind of rose or all roses?
Hybrid teas,
you know, those real sensitive ones.
Yeah, real sensitive ones. You couldn't do it to rose vines. It's the multi-floribundas. You'll do those too. So,
hill the roses. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Nice. Good evening, caller.
Hey, how's it going? This is Charis. How you guys doing?
Oh, good. How are you, Charis?
Excellent.
Up on Horsefly, I think.
Up on Horsefly. I'm stuffing my barn full of hay and straw listening to your show. Which I love, and made a big contribution, big for me. And
thank you so much.
For you guys about intensive grazing and multiple livestock kind of grazing, and I'm sure you're all familiar with the Joel Salatin Polyface Farm thing over there on the other side of the country. And I have some friends from Australia who made a beautiful film about that farm called Polyfaces, which is great.
You
if you haven't seen it, it's really worth the watch. And I watched it last night, and I got really inspired by, you know, the way they're doing it. So basically, as you, I imagine, know, it's intensive grazing. They'll take a paddock of one size, you know, and basically move their herd through. And I think those guys were kind of doing cattle followed by, you know, chickens and that sort of thing. But it was just so inspiring the way it brought back the soil health, the biodiversity of the herd, whatnot, they grow there, and how healthy the animals were. My wife and I have 8 acres in Paonia along the river, and it's a small area, and I would like to do something like that on a way scaled down version. So in my fantasy, I've got, you know, whatever, you know, quarter acre plots where I run a little mixed herd of goats and sheep and, you know, a yak or two or whatever, and try and do that on a small scale. So I guess my question is two. One is, do you know people who are doing that kind of Joel Salatin model up there, that polyphase type intensive grazing thing? A, and B, do you know anybody doing this sort of thing on a small scale, like what I'm talking about, like 8 acres?
Jerry, yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, this is Jer. So if you attend, it's coming up in February. It's the Soil Health Conference down in Delta. There will be experts on this exact subject that you're speaking about, and it will be completely valuable for you to go. And okay. get all these answers. Basically, what it comes down to is knowing what things to plant so that they grow at different heights and the different types of livestock and animals eat the things at the different heights, and that improves your soil structure. And then the Shots do an intensive grazing thing up on Lamborn Mesa, right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
They have Scottish Highland cattle. And they do an intensive grazing where they pasture them off into small pastures and move them quickly back and forth. So there's definitely some of that going on.
And the Soil Health Conference thing you're talking about, that's in Delta in February?
Yeah, in February. You can probably reach out to the NRCS, usually is a big part of it. And, yeah, I mean, we sponsor it, too. I don't know what the date is off the top of my head.
No worries.
But, yeah, the Soil Health Conference is usually in the spring down in Delta.
All right, cool. I will check that out. And love you guys, Joe. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Charis. Thanks for your donation. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks so much.
We're on it.
We have great listeners, man.
I'm telling you, it
is so much fun to come in here every Tuesday and just wonder who's going to call and enjoy the half an hour that I get to spend with all of you, including you, Jeff.
Yeah, we'd be nowhere without our engineer.
Jeff, that's right.
Hey, we'd be so lost.
we
don't know which side of the microphone to talk into, let me tell you.
Right. Hey, Jer, we have some premiums to encourage listeners to donate tonight on Pledge Drive, and you brought those in from your supply co, Earth Friendly. What do you got there?
We have the Maria Toon Biodynamic Calendar with pull-out wall chart. It's the original biodynamic sowing and planting calendar celebrating its 56th anniversary. It shows the optimum days for sowing, pruning, and harvesting various plants and crops, as well as working with bees. It includes Toon's unique insights, which go above and beyond standard information presented in some other lunar calendars. It is presented in color with clear symbols and explanations. The calendar includes a pull-out wall chart that can be pinned up in the barn, shed, or greenhouse as a handy quick reference. So what we have is the 17 for what's left of it and a gift certificate for you to come on up to the store and get the 2018 as soon as it's available. It should be in the next couple of weeks here. We should have it.
Perfect.
And you can get that for a $25 pledge.
Sweet.
To the worm.
Okay. Set yourself up with the planning calendar.
Wow, that's worth the price of admission.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
And then the Rodale's Basic Organic Gardening Beginner's Guide to Organic Gardening. It's a nice book. For a $40 pledge.
Great.
What's that about? That's about what, an inch and a half thick?
That looks you know, like great. Those Rodale books are fantastic.
They were the groundbreakers.
Yeah, for sure it will. Uh-huh. This is a brand new book, actually.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thanks to Earth Friendly for those premiums. And we just love when you guys call us, and you can call and ask a question and pledge your money and get a premium all at the same time.
Bonus of this show.
Right? And this show goes fast on Pledge Drive Night. We've got about 23 minutes left.
Right.
527-486-8166, KVNF Now. And Marilyn, one of our listeners that likes to call and also email, has emailed us tonight. And she wants to transplant a couple of cottonwoods that are a half inch in diameter at the ground level and about 5 feet tall. Is it too late? How big should we assume the root ball is?
The root ball for every inch of caliper is 12 inches of root ball. So that's, an 18-inch ball? Because it's inch and a half. And
well, I think she said it's a half inch. Is it an inch and a half or a half inch?
Half inch in diameter.
Half inch. So it's only a 12-inch ball.
That's easy.
And, yes, you can do it. Just make sure it goes into winter moist. And if it is a dry winter, take a bucket of water out there once in a while and keep it moist. You can mulch that too.
Yeah, nice deep hole. You want to get it's. I'm thinking it's a cottonwood. It's probably got a pretty good taproot.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to dig your hole around it and get all of that taproot out as well, and try not to damage that. Nice deep hole to put in. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I think tree transplanting. You can, not that you want to do this, but you can cut off 60% of the roots and it will still survive.
Whoa.
It will survive. I'm not saying it will thrive. It mm-hmm. will survive.
Yeah, it could be. Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Don't do it.
That's a small ball, easily handled, so you can go a little bit bigger.
Okay. And any kind of soil prep in there? I know we're going to talk
about it. It's a cottonwood.
Cottonwood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a water sucker.
Yeah.
It's a water sucker.
Make sure it has water. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, it's designed to grow here. Duh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just go for it.
All right.
In fact, I've heard that it's not the greatest thing in the world to put a lot of compost in because then when the roots hit the regular soil, they go,
oh,
yeah.
They won't go beyond.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, cottonwoods are kind of fierce trees, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. 527-486-8166 KVNF Now. We have challenge money on the table and some great premiums from Earth Friendly Supply.
What about my premiums?
Oh, yeah, Lance has
some premiums. What about them? I don't know anything about them, Lance.
Popcorn.
What you got?
1 pound of popcorn.
Two different bags,
1 pound of popcorn for $35 fletch.
Okay, so two people have a chance to cash in on that, or one hungry person.
This year's crop. White Japanese holeless popcorn.
Ooh, boy. Your popcorn's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'm telling you now, people, that is the premium right there. 1 pound
Okay, wait
bags.
A second. How much money do I need to get all of it? Somebody do the math.
85.
No.
Are we up to 85?
Well, 50. 75 and... 100 bucks you can get both the books and a pound of popcorn.
Well, I don't need the books, but I'll get
the popcorn.
No, somebody else should get it. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF Now.
Yeah.
Call us even if you don't want to make a pledge. We love talking to you. That's our deal.
Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we wanted to talk a little bit about fall soil prep. Lance, that was...
Yeah.
Right.
And Jared's here, so we might as well do that. That's perfect.
It's been on my list for a while. And first of all, you can still plant cover crops as a fall thing, especially rye, Austin winter peas. Some of the vetches might still come up, but you're going to have to water them unless we get some rain. Mm-hmm. And a very easy way to do soil prep is to take all that stuff you piled in the corner of the garden, all that stuff that's semi-composted, spread it over the garden. Put your leaves on it if you want. Get some manure if you want to, and till it in as best you can. Mm-hmm. And you can even plant a cover crop on top of it, too. But this will break down over winter, and it will be really beautiful soft soil with all that organic matter.
It's so fabulous to do it that
way. And it's easy.
Yeah.
You're not turning. You're not shredding. You're not, just...
Yeah, we tilled in the corn.
Mm-hmm.
and a bunch of stuff. And then we put some compost in, and we're getting ready to do garlic up there.
Okay.
But it likes a lot of organic matter. So, yeah, you can just kind of, like Lance said, till in all that garden waste and get ready, let it decompose,
right.
Feed the worms over the winter.
Yeah, great way to clean up your garden.
Right, yeah.
Those different areas.
Every day I look at how I'm going to do it, and every day it doesn't happen so much.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, last week you reported wasn't looking so good.
Yeah, but I got all my garlic planted.
Oh, good.
So that
good.
Was
good.
Huge.
And yeah. You're still doing that, Jer, planting garlic?
Yeah, it's been too hot for us to get any in the ground up there.
Yeah.
But we... We got it prepared. We want it to break down a little before we plant, but we don't want the garlic to, you know, we want it to go in pretty cold, and it's in a spot that gets full sun. So
right.
Yeah, last year I planted my garlic too soon, and it came up, and there was one variety that winter killed.
Yeah,
much.
Exactly.
Yeah, it came up too soon. So I'm not going to plant garlic for another 10 days to 2 weeks.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, you and Jer about on the same calendar there.
Yeah, all the soil's prepped.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to go.
Right. Ready to go.
Yeah, we recommend compost maybe in fall prep for soils, peat, maybe some rock dust and stuff, but not particularly a lot of fertilizer because it'll just wash out with the snow and everything in the spring. So we recommend amending more in the spring and maybe laying down some stuff to rot over the winter.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I got my garlic down, and I use the utility panel, the 4-inch square utility panel to mark where they go. Otherwise, I get crooked rows and too close together and all that.
I like that. That's a great method.
Well, it's a really great method because you put it down and then the utility panel, and then you can walk on it.
Yeah, you got your grid.
I mean, it's fabulous. So I'm going to cover that with probably a little bit of compost. Actually, I have a lot of compost. I might use a lot of compost. And then some leaves. And I leave my panels down because you know how it is. I have two cats.
Oh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So,
wanna
of course,
dig in
you
the dirt.
Know, right. So you make all this nice soft dirt. And
they think
for
you,
me.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, so happy.
And just one more thing about tilling all that compost stuff in. Of course, it doesn't have to be a perfect till. And it doesn't have to. And it doesn't matter.
Doesn't have
it,
to be real deep. Either.
No, and it doesn't have to be. It doesn't matter if it's coarse.
No.
And if it's still coarse in the springtime, you rake it out and put it in the compost pile again.
Yeah,
and don't make a big deal out of it.
Yeah,
you know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Are you using a broad fork or what to till that in?
I'll use a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a broad fork, but I'll use a shovel, a spading fork, or a tiller.
Okay. Just go for it.
We use a tractor.
With the tiller. You got a large space.
Yeah,
I use my little Honda tiller. I have one of those tillers that's little, and it's perfect. You know, the kind you can lift up, and you just lift it and put it where you want it, and off you go. But I have to get my squash vines out of the way because they just get wound up in it, and that's not fair.
No.
And you still got squash out there.
No, I don't have any squash.
We pulled the squash in.
Oh, yes. Everything's in. I'm waiting to, I'll harvest collards and kale and beets, and then that'll be it.
Okay, nice. Wind down for sure.
Dun, da, da, dun.
I'm just getting ready to plant greens. So,
what are you planting, Jer?
We're going to do, all the greens for Thanksgiving salad. Try to get that and some radishes done here, you know.
Great.
So
you have a grow tunnel?
In the greenhouse.
In the greenhouse. Okay.
We'll do this.
Oh, nice. I bet that'll come right up. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even go there. There's so much shade in my yard now. If I get 2, 3, 4 hours of sunlight in one spot, that's a lot.
Yeah, those days are getting short.
Yeah.
And
shadows are getting long.
We're just about a week away from daylight savings time, so it's...
I hate that.
Gonna be me too. I know.
Yeah. But we'll be getting the seed catalogs out soon, and that'll make the winter go.
Yeah, that's all good,
right? Lulu will be skiing.
I'll be skiing.
Right. Hey, we want to thank Charis and Anthony for their donations tonight, and you still have time to take advantage of all kinds of great premiums.
Call in, get that biodynamic calendar, $25.
Yes.
Oh, man, that's 527.
You get the brand new 2018 and the rest of 2017.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, Jer. That keeps you current
awesome.
For a whole year and more.
You know what? And this Rodale Basic Gardening, Organic Gardening book, it's it's little. It's probably so easy to manage. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, all those new people moving to
Get
the area
today,
that are listening to the show, those are great books.
These
and,
are great things.
And tools to get started and just sort of give you a guide.
Right, great basics. And then, of course, you still have to ask the professors.
So that and listening to the show.
That's why we're here. No, we're them. We got this.
We've been planting by the calendar for the last few years. And, you know, I'm more of a scientist than that generally, but I think there's something to this planting calendar, really.
Yeah.
So
see.
They've been testing for over 70 years.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
that's a long time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. 527-486-8186 KVNF now. You could pledge and get some popcorn and read through the planting calendar while you're eating popcorn.
I love it.
All right. Everything watered? Are the hoses off and put away?
The hoses are put away and everything's watered. I'm still doing some hand watering because I still have I have spinach, lettuce, cilantro. I have cabbage, beets.
Cilantro.
Carrots. I'm still hand watering these things. And just a little bit, not much. Just takes me about 10, 15 minutes.
I watered today. In preparation for harvesting, I want all the plants to be really happy and moist and all of that. Parsley.
We're still irrigating the raspberries because they're still holding their leaves. And,
great.
The blackberries and raspberries we're still irrigating because fruit needs some late water, and it's just been hot and dry out there.
Yeah, got some real sunny terrain up there too.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
So that's it's kind of nice to have that late season though.
Yeah.
Gosh, I know, tell you what.
It's been a beautiful fall.
It's been a beautiful fall.
It's been amazing. It's just been amazing. And this has been an amazing pledge drive.
Oh, yes, it has.
God, and thank you to everybody
Thank
so
you
much.
To everybody and from just everybody. I mean, every listener out there every new member that decided to step up and pledge.
Yeah.
And everybody just bringing it home. And, you know, it doesn't mean that we're flush with cash here at KVNF. It only means you meet the budget. So we can always use a little bit more for maybe an equipment failure or something like that.
If you're saying, man, I wish I would have waited to pledge so I could get that biodynamic calendar, don't worry about it. It's okay to make another little $25 pledge.
It is okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's all good.
Get something out.
It's all good.
Yeah, good deal. Hey, Lance, what do you got going as far as harvesting seeds? Are you...
Everything
harvested now, or are you just cleaning?
Everything's pretty much harvested. Let's see. The funniest thing I just did is I actually let the lance quarter go to seed, and I harvested that seed. And it's drying and things. So
lance quarter seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that weed that we talk about, but it's so Jimmy. I actually like it better than spinach.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Really? I'm
down. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And here's what I do. I don't even bother harvesting the seeds.
Woo-hoo.
I just let them go.
Yeah, I didn't want, because I like my formal garden.
You got a spot.
I got a spot that I'm going to put them. That's why I harvested it.
Right, mine will be all over the place. They'll be in the garlic, they'll be everywhere, but it'll be fine.
So let's see, I still have the Tibetan barley to thresh and clean. I have the acorn needs to be winnowed, and then it needs to be hulled and winnowed again. The pearl millet's drying on the stalk. The amaranth is drying on the stalk.
Indeed.
So, yeah. Inside. They're not outside because the birds were starting to take their toll.
Yeah.
And that's how I manage harvesting. It's like when the birds start eating this, it comes out.
The squirrels and the birds were raping our sunflowers, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity out there with the critters right now.
It's a good thing. Everybody's getting fed up. Ha ha.
Yeah. Hey, we want to thank Sarah and Adam in Hotchkiss for their generous pledge tonight and helping us meet our goal. And I think we've got some other people probably to thank, but someone's on the phone. So thank you, listeners.
Awesome.
Sarah, Adam, Charis, Anthony, 527-486-8186, KVNF now. Lance, let's talk about your pinto beans, because you had a pretty good pinto bean year.
Yeah, that late-planted pinto was, I think I had 9 rows, 37 feet long, and they did incredible. And I ended up with 26 pounds of those pintos that I planted in mid-July.
Nice.
Wow.
That's nice. A lot of pinto beans. Yeah.
They did really well.
Dried already?
Dried. They're cleaned and in the bucket.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to grow those. Yeah. We can grow those here pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, you do a lot of different varieties of beans.
I have 20-something varieties.
Oh.
Do you make refried beans and all that with them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
They're really good, and it's amazing. When you harvest them and cook them right then, the difference over three months later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Right now, it's like they're really,
really
good.
Yummy.
Yeah.
And they don't take half the time to cook them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, really?
This is when they start to age.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yummy. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about your carrots? Are you on your last bed of carrots?
No.
You're torturing yourself.
Well, after this weekend, my friend's coming from Gunnison, so she's going to get one whole variety. She wants it. There's probably a couple hundred pounds there.
Wow.
And you get carrot seed, too?
I'm going to grow one variety next year called Scarlet Keeper. For seed, mm-hmm. So I'll save 60 of those.
Gotcha.
And then the rest will be sold.
All right.
Or put in the storage units. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, I probably have another 500 to 600 pounds of carrots.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll buy some carrots. We didn't plan any this year.
Yeah.
I'm hating it.
Sure needs some carrots.
Indeed.
I'll write your name on the list.
All right.
And there's still just a little bit of time to get in on those premiums, some popcorn and some great books from Earth Friendly Supply. And we want to thank Patty in Ridgeway for her generous pledge tonight and support of As the Worm Turns in KVNF.
Thanks, Patty.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Oh, thanks to everybody that's always listening.
How could we do this without you?
Right.
We can't.
That's what makes it work, huh? Can't do the radio station, can't do the show.
Yeah. We love that you love the worm. Thank you.
Yeah, super fun. All right. What else? Jer, thanks for being in here tonight.
For sure.
Yeah. What else is going up there at the supply house? Any special crops you're thinking of for next year? Or?
Well, we're doing the garlic. We're going to try to do seed garlic. So we're going to plant that and move it 3 times for a big seed crop. So we'll harvest next summer. We'll replant it in the fall, more than double our seed, replant it one more time, and then...
So you're going to have a three-year plan before you go to... You have enough stock to sell.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay, got it. Right.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, you know what? I did that this year, too.
You moved it around to...
Well, I started with one row of elephant garlic and then one row of the little tiny baby nodes that come off of it.
Yeah.
And, and then next year I'll double that.
Yeah, Farmer Nate up there on my farm, he's the one going after the garlic this year. We're going to do some cut flowers. We're going to add to the blackberries.
Oh, great.
We're propagating blackberries right now.
Oh, man, your blackberries are amazing. Yeah amazing. So go for it. Load up.
Yeah.
All right, that brings us to the end of our Pledge Drive show, and thanks to all of our listeners and Charis, Anthony, Patty, Sarah, and Adam for your generous pledges.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Also,
thanks, everybody.
Lance, Lulu. Yeah.
Just came in, Kevin and Jackie.
All right. Kevin and Jackie. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. And
thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for everyone
the
for supporting
crew.
The Pledge Drive and KVNF.
Down here at KVNF.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They've been on the air every day from the crack of dawn till dusk and beyond.
And
thank you, everybody, for your support of KVNF.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep. It's the Ladies of One Women's Perspective coming up next. Keep it tuned right here to KVNF.
Doo-doo.
Got a gal that I love so, the whole little low and low.